So much of what the world offers is a way for us to mask and cover our pain. We often go to unimaginable lengths to take the truth of what makes us distinct and trading it in for a thinly veiled disguise, giving up our ability to feel, to struggle, and be honest with our weaknesses. Instead, we often hug some illusion of what we think the world wants to see from us, some memory of who we think we once were. Well, the theme of this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 is finding true strength in what we thought were weaknesses, true strength found in Christ. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your meditation by softening your gaze and taking deep, slow breaths from your belly. As the door to your mind and your eyes begin to close, consent to surrender this time to the assurance of God's strength, the power of the Spirit, and the potency of Christ. Start by listening and responding to this prayer of assurance from Romans chapter 5, and whisper, "Heavenly Father, in you I am strong." With joy, remember to exult in your sufferings and rejoice in your hardships. For Heavenly Father, in you I am strong. Remember too that hardship and distress, pressure and troubles, they produce patient endurance. Heavenly Father, in you I am strong. Remember that endurance, spiritual maturity, proven character, hope, and confident assurance are all indicators of your eternal salvation. And Heavenly Father, in you I am strong. Continue to rest here in secret prayer before your Heavenly Father. Spend a few moments now praying in the assurance of God's strength as the Holy Spirit transforms your heart to become that of the Savior. As you consider your difficulties, your hard times and weaknesses, do your thoughts become unsettled and restless? Well, a Chinese proverb refers to our scattered, uneasy thoughts as monkey mind. Can you relate to that? Do you feel weak as your attention swings from thought to thought? Well, as you swing, note your thoughts of weakness. Thoughts of defects that may be disruptive to you right now. Don't fight them. Don't dwell on their details. Just let those thoughts come and simply note each of them as they pass by in front of you for a few moments. Now, as you note each thought of weakness, surrender each to the Spirit of God and let them pass. Let them swing on by. Don't stop their passing. Give them no power. Scan your thoughts and your emotions for any feelings of flaw and let them pass by without effort as you center instead on Christ and the power of God. Scan your body and your breathing for any weakness and suffering, and then release what the Holy Spirit reveals. Release and refocus as you center on Christ. Your mind may wander as you center, and that's natural. but let the awareness of your swinging thoughts be a reminder to return to the strength of God. Perhaps whisper the word strong as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word strong to help you return to the assurance of God's strength, the power of the Spirit, and the potency of Christ that is yours. Just whisper strength as your mind swings. Now in continued strength, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't study them too closely. Simply be aware of God's voice from His words. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, in the New International Reader's Version. Because of how I suffered for Christ, I'm glad that I am weak. I'm glad in hard times. I'm glad when people say mean things about me. I'm glad when things are difficult. And I'm glad when people make me suffer, because when I am weak, I am strong. What did you hear? Where did you notice the Spirit of God centering you? Well, begin to silently meditate on that for a moment. After pausing just then, what if God still rings in your mind? Once more, because of how I suffered for Christ, I'm glad that I am weak. I am glad in hard times. I'm glad when people say mean things about me, when things are difficult, and when people make me suffer. Because when I am weak, I am strong. Rest here longer as these words of assurance and strength permeate your being. Now in this second divine reading, relate the passage to your sensations and affections. Pay attention to what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you from this wider reading in the New American Standard Bible. Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I, Paul, will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with my own weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of the assurance of God's strength, the power of the Spirit, the potency of Christ. How do you feel in the presence of God's power? In this third divine reading, simply let the hope-filled words resonate within you. No reaction is necessary. Just a deep contemplative link beyond thoughts, beyond words, as you listen to a wider reading from the Amplified Version. I, Paul, pleaded with the Lord 3 times that this thorn in my flesh that was given to me might leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me. So I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, and with difficulties, all for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, and truly drawing from God's strength." Continuing in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to the thorn that was in Paul's side. We don't know what it was, but you know what yours is, don't you? Listen again to this passage and consider the thorn and weakness that you carry. Let these words become yours as you listen to me slowly read it for you on your behalf. God, over and over I have begged you to make this suffering go away. I know the answer. I have faith. But help me with my unbelief that your kindness is all that I need, that your power is strongest when I am weak, when you give me your power. I promise I will tell the world about it. I will be glad to be weak, to be insulted, mistreated, have troubles, and suffer. But I need your strength in Christ. I need your faith to have faith that when I am weak, I am strong. Rest here in this pleading prayer in your words and in your time. Stay as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, just whispering, "Heavenly Father, in you I am strong." And let that be the sacred word the Holy Spirit gives to help you return to the Lord throughout your day, the word strength. Hear this prayer of blessing now from his word. Remember, Christ's grace is sufficient for you. His power is perfected in your weakness. Boast about your weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in you, for when you are weak, then you are strong. May you be filled with the strength of God, and may the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. And it is perfectly natural to face feelings of weakness and chasing what the world offers to mask and cover our pain. But rejoice in those moments as reminders that God is your strength in the face of weakness. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to be His strength for someone you encounter. A friend, a family member, or just a wandering soul. Who can you help be strong? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset, be honest with your weaknesses and surrender the illusion of what you think the world wants you to be. Find divine strength in your human frailty, because it is then and there you will encounter the true strength of God.